City of Thieves by David Benioff. Read by Ron Perlman. For Amanda and Frankie. And if the city falls, but a single man escapes, he will carry the city within himself on the roads of exile. He will be the city. Zbigniew Herbert. At last, Shank thought he understood and began laughing louder. Then suddenly he asked in a serious tone, "Do you think that the Russians are homosexuals?" "You'll find out at the end of the war," I replied. Curzio Malaparte. My grandfather, the knife fighter, killed two Germans before he was 18. I don't remember anyone telling me. It was something I always seemed to know, the way I knew the Yankees wore pinstripes for home games and gray for the road. But I wasn't born with the knowledge. Who told me? Not my father, who never shared secrets, or my mother, who shied away from mentioning the unpleasant, all things bloody, cancerous, or deformed. Not my grandmother, who knew every folktale from the old country, most of them gruesome, children devoured by wolves and beheaded by witches, but never spoke about the war in my hearing. And certainly not my grandfather himself, the smiling watchman of my earliest memories, the quiet, black-eyed, slender man who held my hand as we crossed the avenues, who sat on the park bench reading his Russian newspaper while I chased pigeons and harassed sugar ants with broken twigs. I grew up two blocks from my grandparents and saw them nearly every day. They had their own small insurance company.